having a great time here in Prescott. I'd like to talk to y'all a little bit about a special event, Operation Santa Claus for Sanderson Ford. It is the season of giving, and this is one of the many, many ways that Sanderson Ford makes sure they're giving back to the community. You can give an annual donation for the Operation Santa Claus. It helps needy families with toys, clothing, and food. It's a win-win for everyone. If you donate, you could be one of the 15 finalists that are entered to win a new Ford F-150 Super Crew. Oh, yeah, that's with the EcoBoost. Or you could pick a 2015 Lincoln MKZ. How about that? Riding in style, courtesy of Sanderson Ford and Operation Santa Claus. Each finalist receives a $100 Visa gift card and a key. The finalist with the key that starts the truck will win either the truck or the Lincoln. You simply have the key, start the car, drive off the lot, and hallelujah, you have just made your Christmas season courtesy of being generous by donating at Operation Santa Claus. Now, it's easy. Just log on to Operation Santa Claus. There's a website that you can go to and donate securely right there in place. That wins you a chance to become one of the finalists to win the truck or Lincoln. How about that? Sanderson Ford. If you're in the market for shopping for a new car, I'm telling you, shop Ford. And if you're shopping Ford, I'm telling you, shop Sanderson. The only dealership the Romeros have bought a new car at for the last 20-plus years. Located in Glendale on 51st Avenue, the only thing you have to remember about Sanderson Ford is they're closed every single Sunday. Sanderson Ford.
Welcome, it's Rosie on the house. We're broadcasting live in Prescott, Arizona's official Christmas city. It is the open hour line. We've got some great guests and interviews talking about what's going on in Prescott, but we're also taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text to 411-923 or email to info@rosieonthehouse.com. A huge lineup of events today. If you go to PrescottAZ.gov, click on today's calendar, and there's 12 different things they have listed of all the different events going on, most notably the 34th Annual Christmas Parade and the 62nd Annual Courthouse Lighting. And all through the town of Prescott, there's 78 miles of non-motorized trail, and we've got the Director of Recreational Services, Joe Baines, here to talk to us about the trail system and some of his favorites. If you needed a little break or you've got some wonderful eating venues around the state, sometimes you need a little exercise after a nice long lunch.
Absolutely. If you're looking for an easy downtown trail after you've enjoyed a good meal down here, the Greenways Trail that we talked about before is probably the easiest, the closest to downtown. And it can be accessed off of almost any of the major roads that go through the city here. Gurley Street especially. You can just walk down under the overpass there, right next to the restaurant, and you're on the Greenways Trail. And it's, I think, in total length that's negotiable right now, you're probably looking at about a two-mile hike, which is kind of a nice little 2 mile an hour, so that's about an hour hike. We've also got some that are a little bit further out, but they're really family-friendly trails. We have one out in the Granite Dells, right as you're going through the Dells. You take a right on Granite Dells Drive and go down about a quarter of a mile. We have a trailhead there for parking, and that's called the Flume Trail. And what that does is it's about, again, probably be about an hour hike, and it takes you up behind the dam at Watson Lake. So it's got a nice riparian feel to it. Also kind of gets you out in the Dells and the good views that they have out there. So that's one that's pretty popular. Right in that same area in the Dells, we've got another one too. It's called Granite Gardens, and it's actually got some neat stuff in there for the kids. There's an old mine that's blasted into the rock, not very deep, but the kids can go in there. The Over the Hill Gang, who is our volunteer group that helps build our trails in the city of Prescott, about 200 strong, retired people, retired truck drivers, chemists, you name it, and they come out every Friday and Monday and volunteer and build our trails. Well, they actually built a set of stairs up through a rock canyon that's probably about 80 vertical feet up the slope that they built these stairs. The kids love to go out there and play on that, so that's kind of an interesting trail system. And then lastly, another good one is called the Constellation Trail, Highway 89 towards the airport, right at the Phippen Museum, right in the parking lot of the Phippen Museum is the trailhead. It goes under the highway, and the reason it got its name, the Constellation Trail, is in 1959 there was a U.S. Army plane that crashed there and killed all of the people aboard, five, I believe, aboard. And the bits and pieces of the airplane are still there. Well, about 5 years ago, an Eagle Scout did a project in there did a nice little gathering area. And it's got great views, again, probably about 3-mile hike, so maybe a little more than an hour. So all those are close and handy, and there's many more, but those are ones that kind of come to the top of my head.
Do y'all have a map that somebody can pick up, say at City, at the Chamber of Commerce over here, that they could take with them, stick in their pocket, walk around with?
Absolutely. We give out 50,000 trail maps a year, so we're real proud of our trail maps. And you can get them at the Chamber of Commerce. You can also go to the City of Prescott's website that you've mentioned before and go to City Services, click on Recreation Services, and then it'll have a trail section, and you can access the map and the trails there. So pretty easy to get a hold of. Again, we give about 50,000 of them a year. We're really proud of that trail map, and we're really proud of our trail system.
That's prescott-az.gov.
Now, you're dry up here. Let's make sure anybody coming out here for a hike is prepared to leave the car. What are some of the things you tell the families? Make sure you've got this, 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 and this.
Well, absolutely. If you're hiking alone, let somebody know where you're going to be. We recommend a cell phone, obviously, good hard-soled shoes, not flip-flops, and then always, always bring plenty of water.
People think many times as they're coming out of the desert floor up here, water isn't the primary concern, as if they were hiking the McDowell Mountain Trail System or up Camelback Mountain or the White Tanks. But water is as important here at this elevation, at this. Jennifer mentioned this morning when we were in the motel that, gosh, it's dry up here.
Yeah, and even in the winter, I mean, it's always important to stay hydrated, and so always carry water with you. But again, we're really proud of the trail system here, and we continue to grow it all the time. One of the great things about our volunteer group, the Over the Hill Gang, is even if we wanted to stop building trail, they would just drive us nuts.
They'd find a place to start.
They just drive us nuts. They're a great group. They only have one rule, and that's that they don't have any rules.
Okay. I'm a join.
I look forward to it.
Romy and I would like to become honorary members at the very least. We're talking about the trail system in and around the city of Prescott as it interrelates with Prescott National Forest. And we're talking about it in our feature this weekend of highlighting the city of Prescott, because if you listen to the show regularly, your house is in good enough shape. You can get out of the house, lock it up, leave it, and do an Arizona staycation. We're highlighting the city of Prescott. We highlighted the Charlotte Hall Museum this morning at 7. We highlighted some of the activities earlier this hour with the mayor of Prescott, everything that's going on this weekend. You know, I know this isn't in your trail system, but it is a significant trail in state history and state current events that has just recently opened. It must be like your neighboring trail system. It's just over the hill, and it is the trail that Governor Ducey opened day before yesterday.
Yeah, the Hotshot Trail.
Yeah.
very interesting. We do a lot of trail building with the ACE crews. That's the, what's the acronym? It's the Conservation Corps.
Okay.
And they build a lot of the trails around the state of Arizona, and we've worked with them quite a bit. Well, the state parks director had been in Prescott because we did a commemorative hike. We connected the Circle Trail, which is a 54-mile trail that goes around the city of Prescott. So Sue Black, the state parks director, came up for that. And we were talking about this trail, the Hotshot Trail, and she was kind of trying to figure out how to get things rolling. And Chris Hosking, my trail coordinator, is a phenomenal trail builder, recognized all over the state. In fact, he just went back to Missouri for an international mountain bike conference to be a presenter there. So he's pretty recognized, and he preliminarily drew the route of this trail, and then we connected Sue with the ACE crew so that they could go to work on it. But I have not been out there. I will be shortly, but I have not been yet. But I understand they did a wonderful job with a very difficult trail.
They had some challenges. Now, Romy, that's the way you come up to Prescott, up Yarnell Hill. I haven't been up and down Yarnell Hill since they started.
They carved some rock out for that.
But they carved a pretty good parking area out because, I mean, that was a job.
It really was. And we may be stopping there on the way back. I understand it's 1,000 vertical feet. And I don't know that all four kids can make quite that hike, but it's not far off that trailhead, just 3 miles. I've always wanted to visit that site. It's off, 93 through there? 89,
yeah. And from what I understand, it is quite a vertical gain, but the ace crews were able to kind of get, you know, sort of an 8% grade maximum and then kind of flatten it out a little while so you can catch your breath. So from what I understand, even though that's quite a vertical gain, it's really not as difficult as what it seems.
Fantastic. Just opened like day before yesterday, memorialized by Governor Ducey. He was actually there at the trailhead recognizing the hotshots that died fighting. And I understand the trail leads to the actual sacred spot.
That's what I understand.
Where they lost.
Yeah, that's what I understand too. And like I say, I've heard nothing but good things about the trail. And, of course, the hotshots were near and dear to everybody here in Prescott and throughout the state.
Fantastic. Well, there's just one trail you could take in the area.
And I finally got it. I had to reset my password because I forgot. In all of this, in all of our hiking and trails, there are a host of geocaches in and around downtown Prescott as well. So if you're looking for some fun family activity, and if you are a geocacher, you've got a huge list. I mean, this is – I'm trying to scroll to the bottom where it gives me a count, and it doesn't even have that. And they're all within – I'm going to say within 2 miles of downtown, I've counted at least 100 geocaches. And with a 10-mile radius of downtown Prescott, there's over 1,200 results. So that's a great fun activity to do along your adventure. You talked about that green – it's called the Green
Way.
Greenway. I didn't know that was a trail, but – when my wife and I stopped at the Hacienda Inn on the second night of our honeymoon, the next morning when we woke up after breakfast, we just needed to get out and walk. And we stumbled across that trail, and we ended up all the way down at the park and turned around and ended up all the way back at the school and back. And there's a little community garden down there. And even though you are right off of downtown Prescott, you get down underneath that tree canopy and you feel like you're out in the woods. It's just a great little trail system.
Well, that's a great thing about Prescott. This part of Arizona is just so diverse. You know, I mentioned the 54-mile Circle Trail. It goes from about 4,000 foot in elevation up to about 6,700 feet in that 54 miles. It goes from riparian areas up to ponderosa pine to the scrub oak juniper mix. I mean, it's just the diversity that you see in that 54 miles is incredible, and just the diversity in Prescott itself from one side of town to the other, I think, is very unique.
Joe, thanks a million for joining us. We really appreciate you taking your time out of your busy weekend schedule to join us and all the listeners at Rosie on the House.